This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Japanese NGO Nihon Hidankyo to receive Nobel Peace Prize. The 2024 Nobel Peace Prize will be awarded to the Japanese non-governmental organization Nihon Hidankyo for its 68 years of education and advocacy. The Nobel Peace Prize Committee recognized Nihon Hidankyo, quote, for its efforts to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons and for demonstrating through witness testimony that nuclear weapons must never be used again, end quote. Nihon Hidankyo is the Japanese Confederation of A and H Bomb Sufferers Organization. The formal ceremony will be held on Tuesday, December 10th, at the Oslo City Hall in Norway, beginning at 1300 Central European Time or 5 a.m. Mountain Time in New Mexico. It will be broadcast on YouTube. 11 years after the U.S. bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Hidankyo was founded by Hibakashus, the bomb-affected people, on August 10, 1956, during the Second World Conference Against A and H Bombs. The World Conference had formed in 1955 in response to the mounting public outrage against the A and H Bombs following the largest U.S. hydrogen bomb test, called Castle Bravo, on March 1, 1954, over the Marshall Island Atolls. After the Castle Bravo test, the U.S. prohibited the Hibakashu from writing or speaking about the bombings. The Hibakashu were deprived of their health by the radiation exposures from the bombs and suffered serious discrimination. Nihon Hidankyo persisted and sent delegations of Hibakashu to international conferences and events to provide testimonies about the damage and human sufferings caused by the use of nuclear weapons. A core principle of their work is to ensure no more Hibakashu would be created anywhere in the world. They call for a nuclear weapons-free world. In 1957, the Japanese Council Against A and H Bombs organized a visit for Hidankyo to the former Soviet Union, China, and Mongolia. Hidankyo sent its own delegations on speaking tours to the UK, France, Germany, Austria, India, and Sri Lanka. Fast forward to 1975, when Hidankyo petitioned the United Nations, UN, to conclude an international treaty for a total ban on nuclear weapons. In support, Hidankyo submitted, quote, a report to the UN Secretary General, the damage and after effects from the atomic bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, end quote, and asked for the UN to hold an international symposium in Japan. The request was not granted, but in 1978, the first UN special session on disarmament was held in New York, followed by additional special sessions on disarmament. In summary, Nihon Hidankyo have been an instrumental force to prevent the use of nuclear weapons and the creation of new Hibakashu. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.